The information provided in the following program is not a substitute for or intended to be medical advice. Medical advice can only be provided to you by your personal physician.
Hello, and welcome to JFK Spotlight on Health. I'm Raquel Williams, and joining us today is Dr. Alexander Apkin. He's Medical Director for JFK for Life Bariatric Surgery Program at Hackensack Meridian Health, JFK Medical Center. Welcome, Dr. Apkin.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll also be speaking by telephone with a patient of Dr. Apkin, and that is David Lissy. Hi, David Lissy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. And we'll be hearing all about your story in a moment. But first, we want to talk with Dr. Apkin about a few things. Dr. Apkin is board certified by American Board of Surgery since 1997. His area of expertise is minimally invasive weight loss surgery. And under his leadership, the program has performed over 1,400 bariatric procedures in the past 9 years. Dr. Apkin, that's quite a number of surgeries for that program.
Thank you.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about bariatric surgery. First, let's talk about the different methods of bariatric surgery that you offer at JFK for Life.
Well, we offer several bariatric or weight loss surgeries. As my resume speaks to, it is minimally invasive program, which majority of the programs in the country currently are, which means we don't make big incisions. It's all through small, what people say, keyhole incisions, laparoscopic surgery, which enables the patients to have faster recovery, faster return to normal activity, and normal life. The three most commonly procedures which we currently offer are laparoscopic vertical sleeve gastrectomy, laparoscopic Roux-en-Y gastric bypass, and gastric banding. We as well offer revisional surgery for those patients who may have sustained some complications over the course of the years from bariatric surgery. Like any surgery, complications and therefore need for revisional surgery is a possibility.
Okay. Now you mentioned complications. Not too many complications with the program at JFK for Life, correct?
That's correct, because in order to be a program called the Center of Excellence in Bariatric Surgery, which our program is, accredited by American College of Surgeons and American Metabolic and Bariatric Surgery Society, you have to submit all their patients' database into the national database, and they track your complications and outcomes, good and bad, and then they compare your program and outcomes to the nationwide program outcomes. So our program is a center of excellence because every 3 years we get reaccredited, and therefore our complications are low or at the level or below the national average.
Okay. So let's talk about the three procedures. And from what I understand, each one, depending on its level of when something is more invasive,
you get complexity.
Yes, yes, yes. There is a greater amount of weight loss, I guess you should say. So the least invasive would be the gastric band surgery?
That's correct.
And what exactly is that?
Gastric band is a mechanical device. It's a foreign body. So some people immediately feel it's not for them, and that's quite all right. And some people, on the contrary, feel it's exactly what they want because they don't want a permanent surgical procedure. They want something which hypothetically can be the first step towards getting their life back.
Okay.
It is a mechanical device through which we implant this round inflatable balloon around the top of the stomach, and it attaches to the port through which the saline can be injected into that cushion of the balloon to inflate it and make essentially patients eat smaller portions and be satisfied with smaller portions.
Okay.
But it does not change patients' metabolism. And a lot of our patients suffer from metabolic problems, such as diabetes, hypertension, high cholesterol. And therefore, we always have to caution patients if they do suffer from those metabolic conditions or diseases, that may not be the right tool for them because surgery is just a tool.
Gotcha. Okay. And for the gastric bypass?
Gastric bypass and sleeve gastrectomy, for that matter, we consider them metabolic procedures.
Okay.
Gastric bypass has been around for over 30 years, and in our society, we call it what we call it a gold standard, meaning everything gets compared to gastric bypass when it comes to outcomes, resolution of medical problems, and complications for that matter. Sleeve gastrectomy is a newer procedure, has been around for over 10 years, which is a relatively long time, but in the medical field it is not a long time. But it shows wonderful results, comparable to some degree to gastric bypass, with the resolution of diabetes and sleep apnea and high blood pressure and high cholesterol with less long-term side effects, which are known for gastric bypass. Therefore, that procedure has become pretty much the number one go-to procedure both in most of the programs in the country, and patients, when they select which procedure would they want, gastric sleeve or sleeve gastrectomy is the most commonly offered and requested procedure.
Which procedure results in the greatest amount of weight loss?
I think statistically speaking, it's a gastric bypass. However, if you look on the gastric bypass on average 10 years down the road, and you look at sleeve gastrectomy patient 10 years down the road, their weight loss at that point is very similar. Slight advantage for the gastric bypass, typically about 60% of their excess weight loss.
Right.
So if somebody who is 100 pounds, it's 60 pounds maintained.
Okay.
At 10 years, to simplify those numbers and percentages. And for a sleeve gastrectomy, it's 55% at 10 years. So it is really statistically similar. And if you think at 10 years, gastric bypass patients may have potentially more side effects such as iron deficiency, vitamin deficiency, ulcer formation in the stomach versus sleeve gastrectomy, at least we don't see it as frequently. Most patients will feel safer long-term with a sleeve gastrectomy. And, of course, it's up to the doctor in the program, whatever place this patients choose, and the patients to make a final decision which procedure is right for them. But we don't just sign people up for one procedure or another because of popularity. We want to make sure it is the right procedure for each individual patient.
Now, when a patient comes to you and they're interested in some sort of weight loss procedure, I'm assuming they're not coming to you just to look better, because obviously there is an obesity situation in the United States, almost at epidemic proportions, and a lot of the comorbidities that are associated with obesity is something that we have to pay attention to, correct?
Absolutely. Although I have to say we do have an epidemic.
Okay.
Of obesity in the country, because 30% of Americans are in obesity category, meaning body mass index is over 30 and above. Morbid obesity, where patients, or severe clinical obesity, where patients are candidates for surgery, starts at body mass index of 35 and above if patients have those comorbid conditions you're alluding to. So, but even if patients want to feel better and look better, you know, there's nothing wrong about that.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
But if they want to have weight loss surgery to feel better and look better, and they don't have those comorbid conditions, their body mass index number is 40. So it's higher.
Right.
But most of people, once you start going over body mass index of 30 and then 35, let alone 40, more likely than not will have those comorbid conditions, such as diabetes or high blood pressure, or sleep apnea, or high cholesterol, or history of heart attack and stroke.
Right.
So things which make them think, you know, why should I wait till that happens to me?
Exactly.
Maybe it's not a vanity. Maybe I need to rein in my genetic history and makeup before something bad happens to me.
Now, once someone undergoes a surgery, these morbidities, comorbidities, they are reversed in many cases?
It depends on how what's the length of those existing comorbidities.
Okay.
And that's where the surgeons, you can call us aggressive, I guess. that's why we're surgeons. But surgeons are on the forefront of trying to recommend things before some medical societies jump on board. Medical society a lot of times want to have data to prove that this is going to work and last.
Right.
So, yes, those procedures do work. And if somebody, for instance, has diabetes, but it has not been, let's say, for more than 5 years in duration, the doctor just put you on medications typically, right? And say, lose some weight, take some medications, we'll check your number called hemoglobin A1C for diabetics every 3 months to see if it's in the normal range. But if you wait more than 5 years, diabetes, even if the numbers are normal, is continuing to be living in the body.
Right.
And the body, therefore, is affected by the diabetes on a multiple level, including heart, cardiovascular system, mm-hmm. kidney system, visual system, skin system, neurologic system. All those things slowly, I don't want to say eating away, but contributing to decrease in the longevity of that patient. If that person decides to have surgery when the tissue damage from diabetes already is there and comes to us for surgery, we have to tell the patient we can't promise cure from diabetes mm-hmm. because surgery can cure it in a timely manner.
Right.
We can only promise better management of diabetes.
Okay.
And if I was a patient, I would want a cure, not a better management.
Exactly.
Because I want to live longer and healthier, not be taking medications for the rest of my life, which, by the way, life expectancy will be shortened if patients who have diabetes by about 10 years duration.
Okay. You know, doctor, for years, we've all been waiting for this magical pill to appear because the battle of the bulge has been going on forever. And, you know, no one who is morbidly overweight wants to be that way. And I'm just wondering, are there some patients that come to you that you have to say, you know what, this is not for you. You are not a candidate. I don't recommend this for you.
Well, as a doctor, I want to help people. So it's very
right.
hard for me to say it's not for you.
Okay.
But that's why we have a comprehensive approach to surgical interventions. I'm, as a surgeon, yes, can hypothetically do surgery on just about any patient as long as the medical doctor says patient is medically cleared for surgery.
Okay.
But I want to make sure a patient long-term is successful losing the weight, keeping it off, and not causing other problems. So therefore, you have to have a comprehensive approach, which at JFK for Life in Hackensack Meridian System we have, which comprises with registered dietitians, psychologists. We can offer even exercise physiology programs. We want to make sure patients do come to us for reasons, lose the weight, and keep it off. We offer free support groups, which is very important in that field because
right.
we know how difficult that decision is for our patients and how they need to connect to other professionals or people in their lives who been there, done it, and know that whatever difficulties you are overcoming now, it'll be worthwhile going forward.
You're listening to JFK Spotlight on Health. I'm Raquel Williams, and we're here with Dr. Alexander Apkin, Medical Director at JFK for Life Bariatric Surgery Program at Hackensack Meridian Health, JFK Medical Center. We're going to come back and speak with a patient of Dr. Apkin's. David Lissy's going to join us in a moment. You're listening to JFK Spotlight on Health. I'm Raquel Williams. We're here with Dr. Alexander Apkin. He is Medical Director, JFK for Life Bariatric Surgery Program at Hackensack Meridian Health, JFK Medical Center. We're talking about the program that they have for helping a lot of people lose weight and getting rid of some of the issues that are associated with obesity and leading people to overall better health. And let's talk with one of your patients, Dr. Apkin. David Lissy is on the line with us, and he's going to share with us his experience with JFK for Life Bariatric Surgery. Hi, David.
Hi, Raquel.
So what procedure did you have done?
I had the vertical sleeve gastrectomy done.
Okay, and how long ago was this?
December 3rd will be 1 year.
Oh, okay. So tell us about your experience. What brought you to this decision?
Basically, for me, I was morbidly obese, and my quality of life was suffering tremendously, type thing. You know, I don't mind sharing it. You know, I was over 400 pounds.
Okay.
Basically, you know, trying to do simple things that we take for granted were becoming more and more difficult. So I decided back in July of 2018 to seek out Dr. Apkin and discuss with him, you know, my concerns and look at which procedure would be best for me.
Okay. So you settled on the sleeve.
Yes.
And what were your results?
Prior to surgery, December 3rd, we're required to go through a six-month,
nutrition?
Nutritionist, mm-hmm. dietitian, working to try on our own to lose weight. I was required to lose at least 20 pounds, you know, by the time surgery came about. And by the time surgery came about, I was down about 40 pounds.
Okay.
So that always helped out. Since surgery, and I'll go for my initial weight, I'm down 160 pounds
so
far.
Oh, that is awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Now, Dr. Apkin, these results typical for this type of patient?
For motivated, properly prepared, coached patient, this is what we would expect. And clearly it depends on the patient motivation. And David took it the right way and doing his job. And the tool which we gave him seems to be delivering as well.
That is awesome. You know, a lot of people, you know, you hear people talk, and especially when the weight loss surgery first started to become really popular, you've got the people who are saying, oh, you know, that's cheating. That's just a simple, easy way out. You know, why don't you just stop eating and just exercise? And, you know, why do you have to, you know, undergo surgery? And clearly those are people that don't understand the issue of, you know, overeating and obesity and everything that's associated with that. Have you had to battle any of that, David?
Yes, I would say overall, people don't understand, you know, the hormonal effects and everything else that goes with, you know, obesity in our country.
Right.
One of the things, I mean, I gave up since July of last year. I haven't had so much as a cookie, piece of cake, a scoop of ice cream, that type of thing.
Good.
And sugars themselves, at least my opinion, are they're as addictive as certain, you know, drugs out there or alcohol could be.
Mm-hmm.
Once we cleanse our bodies of that raw sugar that we're constantly putting into ourselves, eventually it's not a big problem to be sitting with a group of people and, you know, they're coming to dessert time and say, you know what, I don't need it type thing.
Right, right.
So it's getting that type of, you know, attitude and lifestyle change. The gastric sleeve is only a tool. You know, could I overeat? Yes. You know, could I just start, you know, drinking high-calorie, you know, milkshakes and ice cream and everything else? It's not going to work. So it is a tool. It helps us to, you know, limit the amount of food we can eat. And, you know, we still have to abide by a good, balanced meal plan also in order to do this.
Right, right. It is not easy, and this is not the magic pill, and it's not cheating or the easy way out at all. And I think it's important that people understand that. I have to say, you sound like an expert, though, David. and you sound like you've got the sugar thing down. I know I'm still guilty of, you know, eating any kind of chocolate that is around me. I just cannot resist. But, you know, that's something that I have to work on. But, you know, David mentioned, Dr. Apkin, that he underwent nutritional counseling before having the surgery and, you know, trying to lose weight on their own. What's the reasoning behind that?
I think the reasoning behind it is educational, number one. You need to show to the patients where at least pitfalls are of current diet. Then you need to educate them on what the diet after sleeve surgery would be. And that's when some patients feel that it's too drastic for them, and which means, to answer your question from the before, that means they're not ready yet to make a change.
Okay.
They have to be willing to not sacrifice, but give away and give us something so we can give them the life back. But some people need that 3-month program. Some people need 6 months. Some patients' insurance company require it. But ultimately, that's a set of rules we need to educate patients on, because if they stick to those rules, the chances are they'll be successful.
Okay. All right. So, David, is there anything else that you wanted to share in terms of your experience? I'm wondering why you chose JFK for Life.
Well, like anything, I look at, you know, I research pretty heavily, and when I came across Dr. Apkin's credentials, how long he's been doing the procedures and stuff like this, he really stood out as one of the excellent, you know, surgeons performing this type of procedure.
Mm-hmm.
I actually had the opportunity to see a patient who underwent a bypass surgery back in 1999, which was performed not laparoscopically at that time, but with a monstrous incision, basically split open down the center.
Right.
And, you know, seeing that back in 1999, when still I was not maybe morbidly obese, but obese at the time, that was just a scary thing to say. You know, laparoscopic surgeries are a blessing, you know, through modern medical science. And as Dr. Apkin had pointed out, the amount of recovery time from that is so reduced that it, you know, just allows you to undergo certain surgical procedures, not just, you know, gastric bypass procedures, but, you know, having your different, you know, organs worked on or removed if needed. It is just such a great procedure to do that. The other thing that I've availed of, and I know Dr. Apkin had mentioned, there is a monthly support group meeting, which a bunch of us who have had this procedure done, whether it could be a month ago or 5 years or 10 years ago, we meet and just discuss things that are coming up. And also it's a time where we can bounce things off one another and try to get new ideas on how to eat healthy, new food think groups that are out there that possibly we can use. It's a dangerous world sometimes walking through our supermarkets and things like that because so many hidden calories and things in food that we really don't realize.
True.
And you really got to become an educated consumer and look at the food labels and see what really is in some of the products we're eating.
Mm-hmm. That is true. That support, though, Dr. Atkins, is extremely important. And I think it's great that JFK for Life bariatric surgery program follows the patients. How long do you follow them for?
As long as they're willing to come. We see people on an annual basis, year after year after year. I've been doing surgery for 20 years. My 20th anniversary of first laparoscopic gastric bypass is coming up in November of 1999.
Wow.
So we have patients who still come for 20 years. So, and because studies show people who are compliant and come on a regular basis are less likely to gain the weight or have problems. And if there are problems, as I mentioned, everything is possible. We can intervene before things get out of hand.
You know, David mentioned that he saw back in 1999 the old style, I say old style, but the style where you're split right down the belly.
Right.
Things sure have changed. And now, how long is a patient typically in the hospital after having something like a sleeve gastrectomy?
Typically, our patients go home the next day. So it's what we call 23-hour stay, less than 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And for gastric bypasses, the patient needs a gastric bypass. It's either 24 or 48-hour hospital stay. So again, laparoscopic surgery revolutionized what we can do to get people back out of the hospital, back to their families and normal life very quickly.
Okay. Now, for people who are listening and wondering, you know what? I always wanted to know about this. I'm thinking about it. But insurance, will insurance cover it? Are more insurance companies starting to cover this?
Insurance companies cover it.
Okay.
Let's not leave it at that. I think each insurance company decides on their own merits who is a candidate, who is not. And each insurance company decides through what kind of program they need to put the patients before they approve the surgery. So it is a process. It can be a lengthy process. It can be a 6-month process, as David mentioned, too, before the insurance company says yes. But the truth is, we have a setup of insurance specialists whose sole job is dedicated to making sure that every patient who walks into our support group or seminar and wants to have a consultation, not just comes for consultation, but actually is approved and goes to surgery 3 to 6 months later.
Okay, excellent. And David Lissy, obviously this is something that's worked for you. The doctor talked about the possibility of gaining weight back. For some reason, I don't think that that's going to be your case, right?
I certainly am making a wholehearted effort not to gain any weight back. You know, it's still coming off, you know, because of where I started.
Right.
It has slowed. I mean, the first month or two, you know, you could lose 30 pounds, you know, a month.
Right.
But, you know, I'm still averaging probably about 10 pounds a month. Wow. So hopefully by the end of this year, I'll be back down to where I was in college type thing. So I will be very, very happy to be there.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And of course, this is all about being healthier, ridding yourself of all of the different comorbidities that are associated with obesity, and just having a better quality of life. David Lissy, thank you so much for sharing your story with us. We appreciate your time.
Okay.
And Dr. Apkin, if people wanted to get a little bit more information on JFK for Life Bariatric Surgery Program at Hackensack Meridian Health and JFK Medical Center, they can just go to the website, correct?
They can go to our website. They can call our phone number, 732-744-5955. They can Google my last name, you know. Usually it's very easy. And it comes up, and, you know, we'll be glad to see them, and we'll be glad to explain to them how can change their life back and get their life back on track.
Okay. Well, great program at JFK for Life Bariatric Surgery at Hackensack Meridian Health, JFK Medical Center. Dr. Alexander Apkin is his name. He is the medical director there. You can definitely check the website and check out some information and see if perhaps you are a candidate. And then you can, of course, go from there. Dr. Apkin, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.